Ephesus, the capital of Western Asia Minor, was best known for its Temple of Diana. In the book of Acts, we read that the Apostle Paul had persuaded many people, not only of Ephesus, but all throughout Asia, that the gods and goddesses they were worshiping were, as the Bible states, no gods. Those involved with the worship of these false gods, concerned that their livelihood was in danger, were full of wrath and began to cry out, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." We're told that the whole city was filled with confusion. Today there are many whose livelihood depends on the propagation of pagan tradition by pretending that it is in honor of Christ. These teachers, knowing full well that Easter is the name of a pagan fertility goddess, that December 25th is the birth date of the sun god, and that Sunday is not the Sabbath day, cry out just as in Ephesus when they are challenged to tell the truth. The things that they teach when confronted with the truth causes confusion, revealing that they are not of God, for He is not the author of confusion. The Bible plainly warns of these vain talkers and deceivers who teach things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. We are told that these men are identified by their teachings of the commandments of men that turn away from the truth, and that they should be sharply rebuked that they may be sound in the faith. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.